بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned a number of His bounties and favors upon insan and displayed His qudra, His power, how He had created the skies and the earth, the sun, the moon, night and day, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that after explaining these signs and these great indications of His power and His majesty, there will exist two groups in this regard. One is that group who do not have any belief in the hereafter. They have made this world the be-all and end-all, and their focus is purely on this world. So these people, they will pass by these signs and these great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not benefit. It will not cause them to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah mentions that their end result will be in the fire of Jahannam. And then the second group that is then mentioned, those people of iman and righteous actions, their goal is on the hereafter. So whenever they see these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they take a lesson, they understand the greatness of Allah, the favor of Allah upon them. This spurs them on to do further good actions. And their ultimate abode will be the gardens of Jannah, and they will enjoy great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. So these two groups are mentioned. The first group, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. Allah says, verily, those people who have no hope of meeting us. In other words, they do not believe that they will ever meet us, that there will ever be a day of resurrection. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا. And they have become content and settled with the worldly life. This is the be-all and end-all. They are happy with this world. They are not looking beyond this. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. And they turn a heedless eye to our signs. Regarding these people, أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah says their abode or their end place will be the fire of Jahannam. And this also is not any act of oppression from the side of Allah, but bima kanu yaksibun, on account of their own doings. Whatever they have earned, whatever they have done, this will now take them and lead them to the fire of Jahannam. And then Allah mentions the second group, innal ladina amanu wa amilu salihat. Verily those who had iman, had belief in Allah, and they engaged in righteous actions, yahdihim rabbuhum bi imanihim. Their Rabb will guide them on account of their iman. Yahdihim, this word hada yahdi, we hear the word hidayat. So it has two meanings. On one hand, hidayat can refer to, guidance can refer to showing the person the correct path. Somebody asks you for directions and you tell him and you explain to him where he should turn, where he should go to, you give him the location. So this can also be called hidayat, hada yahdi, guidance. And the one step further than that is when you guide a person by taking him directly to the place that he wants to get to. So you don't just show him the way, but you take him and ensure that he reaches there. So Mufassirin mentioned here, when Allah says, يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ, the second, the more extreme form of hidayat is meant, that Allah will take them directly to Jannah. He himself will not just show them the way, but he will ensure that they reach Jannah on account of their iman. And what will they have there? تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. There will be gardens that are flowing at their feet or flowing beneath them. In other words, every property that they have in Jannah will have a fresh stream or a source of water. And this will be, they will be enjoying themselves in gardens of bliss. جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Gardens in which there is nothing but enjoyment upon enjoyment. These type of descriptions, the Arabs, to have a garden, and more than that, to have a garden with a source of water, for them, this would be like for us, if a person has to say, you will have a property that is totally off-grid, no water cuts, it's got its own water source, it has a solar system in there, so you're not reliant on the government for electricity. So the Arabs understood and appreciated a fresh water source, gardens, greenery, they appreciated it like this. And then Allah mentions, in Jannah, دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ. That the dua of the people of Jannah, the call of the people of Jannah will be, Subhanaka Allahumma. That, oh Allah, you are free from all flaws and defects. This will be their dua in Jannah. So here Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimahullah mentions that somebody could raise an objection that in Jannah, or rather Allah is saying that this will be their dua. And generally a dua is to ask for something. And these words, subhanaka Allahumma, there is no asking for anything, it is just praising Allah, that, oh Allah, you are free from faults, free from defects. So how is this really a dua? It is nothing but praise, they're not asking for anything. So he mentions that dua as we know it will be non-existent in Jannah, because a person only makes dua when he needs something. And in Jannah, he will have all of his needs, his wants, his desires fulfilled. So there won't be any traditional dua left to replace this in his life. He will now just praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanaka Allahumma. Wa tahiyyatuhum fiha salam. And the greeting of the people of Jannah will be salam. Amongst one another also they will make salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will greet them with the words of salam, which is an offering of peace, of safety, of security. Wa akhiru da'wahum. And the conclusion of their dua, right at the end, what will they say? Anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That all praise belongs to Allah, who is the Lord of the worlds. In other words, they would now recognize that what Allah has given us, He deserves only praise and nothing but praise for this. So this will be their ma'amulat or their practice in Jannah, that they will say Subhanaka Allahumma. They will declare Allah to be free from all faults and flaws. And at the end of this dua or this recitation of theirs will be Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Imam Qurtubi Rahimullah, under this verse he mentions that that person who wants to emulate the people of Jannah in this world, then he should also employ this practice. How? At the start of every action, he should take the name of Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma or Bismillah, he is taking the name of Allah. And at the end of any action, then he says Alhamdulillah. Whether it be driving home, he gets into his car, Bismillah, he takes the name of Allah. And he reaches home safely, even though it may just be a few minutes away, he says Alhamdulillah. Or he is preparing his breakfast, he says Bismillah. He concludes, he says Alhamdulillah. Any task he is doing, he is walking from point A to point B. So he commences the action with Bismillah and he concludes the action with Alhamdulillah. Imam Qurtubi says, in this way you are emulating the people of Jannah. There is hope that Allah will now allow you to continue this practice in Jannah itself. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.